Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the end of Christian girl Autumn, Mother of the Year contender Gladys from Weapons, which new horror movies should get the Scary Movie 6 treatment, and whether being called a good boy gets our tails wagging or gives us millennial pause. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you are only getting half the babble. Oh my God.
What is it? Yes, and?
Summer's almost over.
I think you mentioned that last week. You're really rushing into fall.
I'm not rushing into fall. The topic is here. And let me tell you why. Summer is almost over. Yes, that's all. No.
That's it. That's all you have.
Well, no. Before we leave summer, I need to ask, was there a song of the summer?
I gave up on looking up song of the summer the last few years because it's just been like a Morgan Wallen song for like three summers in a row.
And were you gagging?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I kind of feel like there was no song of the summer. Who missed their shot? Where was the Mayhem single?
Although I guess,
yeah, Espresso was a little last summer, right?
I thought you were about to say Espresso was this summer. It's, I think, Cool for the Summer is what you were thinking.
That mean Espresso. What was the song of the summer? What was your song of the summer?
I don't know if I had one. Honestly, I'm trying to think if there was like something. The problem is, as far as pop radio goes, there was nothing that was like mainstream that was like it from an it girl or an it boy.
Where was
Can't Stop the Feeling?
Can't Stop the Feeling. Well, Carly Rae Jepsen's celebrating her 10-year anniversary of emotion.
With a seaside, mind you.
A seaside.
And I'm not talking.
Can we call it the C-section?
Yes.
Okay. Six new songs.
She dropped one already.
This is not even a hot topic I want to bring up. This is not what I want to discuss right
Were
now.
Were you at the 10-year anniversary concert? She did one in LA.
No, I saw it was at the Troubadour. I saw all the stories from it. The videos looked like I saw that there was like a 100,000 person wait list to get a ticket or whatever. The videos were all old gays. Well, fork found in kitchen. Well, I don't know. Like the front row, the barricade, if you will, It was a barricade. Did you see the video? It was all old bears, all old bear gays. Well, that's not shade. Well, there's no shade there. You're allowed to be an old bear gay representation in media. Come on.
I asked an old gay recently who their pop queen was. This person, mind you, is probably 3 or 4 years older than me.
Okay.
And I was gagged when they said anywho. This was recently.
Hell yeah. You know what?
I was like, okay,
That tracks and I love it. Good for her, good for them, good for everyone involved.
I thought, damn.
Well, summer is over and fall is about to begin. Did you see the bad news?
I listen, probably.
Christian Girl Autumn.
Yes.
Is canceled this year.
Why?
You know the girl who goes, I don't know where she goes, but somewhere where there's leaves changing colors.
Upstate.
She goes upstate. Which state? We'll never know.
All she goes of them.
She goes upstate every year. She does a video shoot. She does a photo shoot. It started with, you know, I think, I don't know what year. Maybe it feels like, if I had to place my finger on the pulse, probably 2016, 17, 18, something like that. Maybe. I don't know at all. It all blends. Anyway, well, she posted an announcement video. Her name's Caitlin Covington, and she posted a video. It's 40 seconds long. She's already crying before she pushed play. So, and
is there a millennial pause or straight to tears?
Straight to tears, but with millennial pause.
Okay.
So it's, you know, a remix on a classic. She says she doesn't really explain why. But she announces that she will not be posting her Christian Girl Autumn videos this year. And she says the pressure is too big. She's expected to outdo herself every year. It needs to be bigger and better every year, blah, 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 blah. Girl, you're not reinventing the wheel. Put on a big hat. It can be, you know, like a felt kind of fabric. Put on a flannel, maybe. Hold a coffee. Say it's a pumpkin spice. It doesn't even have to be. It doesn't even have to have a coffee in it. Just hold a cup. Get out your power shot. Let's go. You know, it's sad, but it's over. Will she be back? I don't know. Maybe this is kind of what she needed. Like a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you be sad to see her go, or does she deserve a break, Corey?
She deserves a break. I understand. Sorry, this whole time I've just been thinking about like what if you adopted a really old dog, a rescue dog, and you named it Millennial Paws?
Okay. Okay. A drag dog named Millennial Paws.
Yeah.
I think is what you're thinking. Sure.
I blacked out on whatever this Christian fucking girl you're talking about is, and I've just been sitting here thinking about a little old dog named Millennial Paws.
Well, a millennial dog would be dead by now.
You don't know that.
If I'm a millennial, there's no dog that's 36.
Who among us are our youngest millennials? Not everyone's a geriatric millennial.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, are you Googling how old's the youngest millennial?
No, I'm writing down Millennial Pause as a potential episode title.
seems like favoritism from the person who gets to pick the title.
You had the title last week.
Does it alternate, or is there bias?
No, it's whatever speaks to me.
Oh, and who picks it?
Me. Whatever makes me chuckle.
Do you think you're not biased of what speaks to you might be what you speak?
Sometime.
Well, Christian Girl Autumn is over. Is it?
Do you think
Is it a recession indicator? Do you think?
I think so.
Do you think she's just like, damn, gas prices. I can't go upstate.
Yeah,
Go in the backyard. Find a local park. Get it done. You don't need to outdo yourself. In fact, there might be some type of twist. Maybe it's. Laid back Christian Girl Autumn, put on some pajama pants and find a local park.
Christian Girl Autumn on a budget?
Well, Jesus hung out with the poor. Did he not? The growing gaudiness
of Christian Girl Autumn really mirrors religion losing the plot and becoming for profit. Why not go back to your roots, Christian Girl Autumn?
How much content was she pumping out each autumn?
Was honey.
Was this her August?
Yes, yes. and so in a way, I kind of understand. After a couple years, it's like,
Now you want her off the rat wheel.
Get off the rat wheel, mama. Little mama. Little mama. Get off the rat wheel.
Are you ready, real RuPaul?
Well, without Christian Girl Autumn, fall's gonna be scary.
Yeah.
it's almost like it's very scary. Oh my god, I finished Big Brother 25. I can't stop calling scary things the scary verse. Sorry.
I'm glad that was your only takeaway. It was probably the best thing to take away from the season.
Anytime something kind of is spooky, the scary verse.
Did you watch the whole the finale?
Yeah, girl. It really felt like seeing a final scene of a movie that really explains a sequel that I've already seen. You know what I mean? Like, I saw Traitors season 3. And so now I'm seeing the preview final scene, post-credit scene of the prequel that shows the in-between movie that I'm about to see, Reindeer Games. Because there's Danielle and there's Brittany and Frankie Grande popping out of a Christmas portal.
Is Reindeer Games involved? They preview it at the end.
I never watched Reindeer Games, but I kind of knew of it because Traitors talked about all of Danielle and Brittany's trauma trusting each other because of Reindeer Games. So there I am peacefully enjoying the finale of season 25 of Big Brother when all of a sudden Julie Chen... Also, are we calling her Chenbot anymore or is she Chen Moonvezbot?
That's a good question.
Because
as long as you're being kind to one another.
No, it's not even be kind to one another anymore. Is it be kind to one another? It's love one another. I stayed up, actually, last night. I stayed up thinking, how does she, it doesn't really flow. We need to workshop that because she goes, I'm Julie Chen Moonves, which first of all, I'm Julie Chen Moonves from outside the Big Brother house. Now let's eavesdrop on the house guests. Love one another. It just doesn't flow. It's too staccato. What are we going to do about that?
Tweet her.
She did just follow me on Instagram out of the blue.
Dang.
Can I help you?
She misses you.
No more miss me?
No more miss me.
Well, it's scary. It's scary. The scary verse. The scary verse is open.
Did you hear who's... Go ahead.
What? Well, I was going to say, I have like 5 topics about scary movies.
I was going to say, did you see who's dropping a scary verse album just in time for Halloween like you've always wanted?
Who?
Florence.
Oh. Is it really actually a scary song of the autumn?
All I saw was new Florence album, Scary Sound. It's called Scary Sounds or something, just in time for Halloween.
She wants to be me so bad. What do you mean she has a Scary Sounds album coming out? Sorry, that's literally something I've already done.
Let's see. New album, Everybody Scream.
Okay.
Everybody Scream comes out on Halloween.
Okay. Well, I do think coming out on Halloween is a little late for your Scary Sounds album. I'm thinking Friday before, but we can figure it out.
Especially considering you know Pentatonix is putting out their next Christmas album before Halloween.
And thank God, I don't want to hear a peep out of you, unless it's in key.
Was it?
You sound like I asked Corey before the podcast. I said, "What is that movie with Nicolas Cage singing?"
Con Air.
Guess what he said? Con Air. Does he sing in Con Air?
Put the bunny in the box.
Put the bunny in the box. Put the lotion in the basket.
Yes, put the lotion in the basket. Walk, so put the bunny in the box could run.
Put the bunny in the box. Put the lotion in the basket.
Damn, I didn't know you had bars.
Yes, Flo. Yes. Now, I was talking about long legs because I was making a list. I'm assembling a team.
A scary movie to watch every day in the month of October?
No, I don't want that. No. I don't want that. Oh, okay, no, I was thinking, who do I want to put in a room with Gladys from Weapons?
What are they doing?
Long legs. Long legs from long legs.
What are they doing in the room?
It's none of my business. They're smiling at each other, maybe frowning, singing.
My letterbox review of Weapons was, I can't wait for the Agnes and Mother origin crossover story.
They're doing it. Agnes? Gladys.
Gladys. Whatever.
Agnes? Is Agnes her mother?
Maybe.
Why you say mother?
Mother from Barbarian.
Oh, mother?
The mother from Barbarian and Gladys from Weapons meet. It's very Alien versus Predator.
And Ma from Ma somehow finds herself in the middle of it all.
Okay, I like this round table. It's giving Jesus at the Last Supper.
Yes, and Monster Sue? What's her name?
Monstro Alyssa Sue?
Thank you.
Actually, wait. Is there a woman at the table? No, Jesus only hung out with men. See, Christian fall girl is fall is over, and I've already lost the plot.
Well, okay.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Well, I did see Weapons per your recommendation, and you were right. It was good.
You used your subs card.
Oh, yes. I saw it in the middle of the night. And there was a movie talker.
No.
And I almost was kind of okay with it because on my way to my seat, I did step on his foot and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And so like after that, it's kind of like, I guess you're allowed to talk a little. I guess you're allowed to argue with the plot. And he did. When they were going in the house, when they shouldn't go in the house.
Don't go in the house.
It was very don't go in the house. Well,
did they listen?
No. Did you like the movie?
I loved it. I gave it 2 thumbs way up.
Okay. That's cool. I liked it too. I liked it too, but I'm not into forks for stabbing. No spoiler. I'm not into, what else am I not into? I also kind of felt like, okay, hey, can I say a spoiler? No, yeah, but yes. Yeah. So if you're going to stab somebody's cheek with a fork but feed them soup, I want to see it seep out a little.
Do you think I don't think a fork's going to puncture the face. Like
It did.
I don't think it's going to go through the cheek like that.
It did.
Have you ever fed anyone soup? Would
probably
you?
Me. I've fed myself soup, and I'm someone. I'm someone, Corey.
That's right. Yes, you are. So well, who do you like, have on your list?
It was like seeing a mother be born the first time I saw her on screen, Gladys. It was like seeing everybody's Halloween costumes, you know, immediately materialize.
Listen, you can get a red wig on Amazon for cheap.
Yeah, but it takes a real finesse to cut a bang like that. As I was watching, I was thinking, now I have red wigs, but do I have a blunt bang? Girl, it's going to be a DIY.
Was Gladys wearing a bob?
No, it was a to the shoulder boulder holder. It was a to the shoulder blunt bang. It was not a bob.
Are you sure? What constitutes a bob?
A bob doesn't touch the shoulder.
I'm looking. It's short. It's curled.
Her hair or a bob?
Her hair is short and to the shoulder.
Don't be a contrarian. I know you know what a bob is.
I think she's got a bob.
No, girl.
What?
No, girl.
Bob hairstyle.
You're going to see. You're going to know.
No, she's got a bob.
Maybe she has a variation on a bob. She has a bob grown out. She has a bob prepared to get a haircut.
She had a bob and it grew out.
She's overdue for a haircut.
She's wearing a wig. She's bald.
You're right. Well, you can still style a wig, and I do.
Yeah.
She's not bald. She's got wispies. She's got little wispies. She's honestly, and I don't want to be rude, but she was giving Gollum from time to time. And I was okay with it. You know, Barbarian, I loved. I can see how they were made by the same person. In Barbarian, when they open the first scene with, I think maybe even the first line of Barbarian, that man who's in Weapons as well. What's his name? Justin Long?
He doesn't even show up till halfway through the Barbarian.
Well, his first line is, "What up, faggot?"
Yeah.
And it's a very useful button on the soundboard.
It's all, "Who is the Barbarian?"
Who is the Barbarian?
Justin Long.
Spoiler. Okay, next horror topic at hand. The Annabelle doll is now a popcorn bucket. Do you own any specialty popcorn buckets? I know we've discussed them in the past, but do you own any?
I don't. I had for a long time. My mom had gotten me one once when I was in college. It wasn't like a movie theater one. It was like a Target specific bowl for popcorn.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Was it white?
It was like white and red and blue. And when you got to the bottom, and it was big for like a whole bag of popcorn. And when you got to the bottom, it said something like, more popcorn.
Okay. You know, somehow I acquired a popcorn, like, I guess,
you
bucket.
Stole bucket. My popcorn bucket?
No, I have a popcorn bucket. Maybe it was sent to me, you know, like a movie will send you a care package. And maybe they sent me it says popcorn on the side of it. But it is the perfect size for a bag of popcorn. I can't deny it. And so I've kept it.
You make popcorn at home?
Sometimes if I'm feeling snacky.
Yeah, I can't believe you stole my popcorn bucket.
That's not. No. Well,
is it downstairs right now?
Yes. No, not yours, but mine.
My hands.
Annabelle's becoming a popcorn bucket.
Okay, as she should. Becoming
Did
a
you call
popcorn...
her as she should?
Becoming a popcorn bucket is the new Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Sure. Okay, talk about it. Think about it.
Yes. So Annabelle is getting hers.
Well, the popcorn comes out of her ass.
Same.
Well, if you do it right, it should happen to you the same way.
I every time I hear about a new movie popcorn bucket, I just can't picture it. Like at my mom's house, she had cabinets all around in the kitchen, and there was like a little bit of room on the top.
Okay. Yes. I deal with this and I've been thinking, what goes up there?
I picture people's homes with every popcorn bucket across the top of their cupboards, filling their kitchen.
That is someone's aesthetic. If this is you, send me a picture and make it a video.
I am play cousins with whoever does that, because you know, with me, with my salt and pepper shakers, my ratten display.
You did get a ratten display.
I got a ratten display shelf for $10 at a garage sale. She did take a picture of me with it to post on her social, and she goes, "Ooh, you're gonna be famous."
To say and what?
Just she's an estate sale woman. She runs an estate sale company, and I guess she was taking content of the estate sale for her Instagram. And she goes, "Scan that QR code, and you'll find the Instagram." I was afraid to watch the story to see myself with my ratten display case because I didn't want her to see me in the views, so I never saw it. But
link me, I'll look it up.
It's been 24 hours. It's
link,
over.
Link a girl. I thought you were saying she asked you for a picture with the shelf because she knew who you were.
No, anytime somebody bought something, she took a picture of them with it. And it was very like, it happened, but she explained that while she was taking the picture. So I didn't really have a chance to be like, I'm good. Like it happened all so quick. So there's somewhere out there a picture of me grinning with my ratten display. But I brought it home. I washed it down. It's perfect for my salt and peppers. And I have a shelf of all food salt and peppers, food themed. And there front and center is the salt and pepper you got me. Steak and baked potato. And it's very cute.
I noticed it was on a low shelf.
Yes. And what?
I noticed you have to bend to see it.
No, it's actually front row center for crouton.
Yeah. Breakable.
Who else is in the house? That's primetime parking spot.
When you have company over, you don't lead them straight to your ratten shelf?
Well, I haven't had company over since I got the ratten shelf. Dang. Yeah, well, I have space above my cabinets, and I've been thinking about that. Like, do I put art up there? I feel like people put, like, baskets. I'm not doing that.
You could put your Christmas villages.
Yes, I've thought that. But I'm kind of thinking, oh, no, what if? Because at all these estate sales that I've been going to, yes, they sometimes have salt and pepper shakers, but a lot of them also have an interesting kooky ceramic cookie jar. What if I start collecting cookie jars? I can't get into this. I'm like, that's a way more expensive purchase than a salt and pepper shaker.
I think you could limit yourself. It's like your MySpace top eight with cookie jars. It's once you get to eight, it's in one, out one.
It's not that simple, silly.
Yeah, it is.
It's not that simple. No, 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 no. There's this person on Facebook Marketplace, not that I'm looking, who's selling like an entire collection of salt and pepper shakers for $4,000. And it's I've done the math. It's a good price for all of all the salt and pepper shakers you're getting. And it's been up on Facebook Marketplace for a long time. And I'm thinking, you're not getting any bids. You're not getting any buyers. Or you're not bringing the price down. Either way, I want to reach out and be like, listen, real recognizes real. I respect the collection you've curated, or your mom has curated before she died, or whatever. If you want it to go to a good home, look no further. But $4,000 is crazy. Let's figure something out. It's a dream of mine to have a little tiny closet-sized museum of salt and pepper shakers. Would you like to donate the collection? Think about it. Talk about it.
Donate it.
Or, I don't know. You can have a little plaque.
I think you can go in with an OBO.
OBO?
Or best offer.
Oh. Okay.
I think you can go in. And you can be all, hey, please don't take this as offense. I totally get it if you don't want it.
Hey, Girly Pop. Okay, well, maybe.
People do love to argue about prices on Facebook Marketplace is the thing I have learned from selling things on Facebook Marketplace.
I've never sold anything on Facebook Marketplace. I've never bought anything on Facebook Marketplace. Scary, scary.
I was selling a shelf that I got that just didn't fit in my new apartment, and I posted it, and I like linked it to the actual shelf that was still for sale at World Market, and it was like $50 less. And the number of people who were like, only $50 less, I'll just go buy it at the store.
Okay,
And I just kept writing, great, thanks for letting me know. Have fun buying it at the store. Like, it was insane behavior.
Yeah, well, that's me being like, how about 20 bucks for 700 salt and pepper shakers?
$20, that's your OBO?
No. I mean, honestly, it pops up.
I would just go and peruse and just buy, offer individual prices for the ones that I wanted.
You're right.
I would say, listen.
It's not like that. She's trying to sell the entire collection.
Right. And so I would say, here's your angle. You offer her two things. You say, A, I'll offer you a lower price for the whole amount, or B, I'll come and I'll look through and I'll buy a portion of it.
You're right. Because those are really good offers. Are very bad. A lot of salt and pepper shakers do not have the zhuzh, the personality, the oomph.
Yeah, I just be honest, be all. I would love to take some of these. I could do the whole lot for this amount, or if you're willing to let me come peruse. I think it's time to peruse, baby.
Okay, all right. The gay couple on Weapons did have a very cute salt and pepper shaker on their table while she got her water bowl. And I was distracted by it. It was two cute squirrels.
I thought you were segueing into the gay couples that broke up via fist bump.
Okay, this is touchy because I know them.
Do you?
Well, I mean, the internet's small and gay people know each other. We follow each other. We engage with each other's content for years. So, like, I feel like I know them. So I was a little like, ooh, this would not feel okay. So we're talking about this gay couple, influencer couple, and they've gone viral because they posted their breakup video. It's giving Daniel and Joey or whatever. And the video is like,
all I saw was the fist bump. I was like, I'm not going to watch this whole conversation.
You're not
going to
watch this whole?
No, baby. All I saw was the fist bump, and then I saw something about they took split custody of the social accounts. One got Instagram, the other got TikTok.
Yep, this is all true.
Is this the world we live in?
Yes, it is. Well, it's because the vibe felt off, and so everyone who knew them and didn't decided that they were going to be body language experts for the day. And they could tell who cheated on who or who left who months ago, or and then people in the comments talking about like, oh my God, just really pathologizing.
Is that the word?
Pathologizing. You know, it's pathologizing.
Pathologize.
It's too late to pathologize.
Yes. To regard or treat someone or something as psychologically abnormal or unhealthy.
Yeah, it's from the outside to pathologize the body language of the breakup video.
Wow, that makes me glad I skipped it.
Well, the girls were doing it. And whose side are you on?
The hot one.
Ooh, and you know what? I know exactly who you're saying.
Well, I wish them both well. Mm. Have you ever fist bumped with a boyfriend post breakup?
Can't say I have, but time is not linear. So if I say no, who am I to deny future me of doing that?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I have two more horror movie topics. Sorry.
Let's hear it, Mama.
Good Boy.
I saw a dog scary movie. A scary movie with a dog actor. It's giving Air Bud.
It's giving Air Bud. It's giving the new Superman.
It's acting. The dog.
Well, it's a scary movie. It's a horror movie from the perspective of a dog, I guess. Like, it's from the dog's point of view.
Yeah, a dog POV horror film. Will you watch it? You've got a Stubbs card. Of course you will.
Yeah, I'll see it. I don't know, but Google searches for "Does the dog die in Good Boy" have spiked over 2,000% since the trailer dropped. Who are you asking? Google? Do you think Google knows the end of a movie that's not out yet? Maybe, actually.
Spoilers exist.
On Twitter, sorry, X, the everything app, when people reply to any tweet tagging Grok, G-R-O-K, the AI, Twitter's AI or whatever, and being like, is this true? I want to be like, are you an idiot? Are you sitting here on X, the everything app, talking to AI, arguing with AI, asking AI for verification? Whatever happened to Googling? Whatever happened?
I would like to know. Also, is X going by the everything app?
I don't know. I just keep saying that.
Oh, I was like, what?
I think Elon calls X the everything app. X, it's the subtitle.
I'm thinking of everything bagels now. I think bagels have locked down the everything market.
Subtitle. Good Boy? Like, sub is the title.
Okay, and what's your other scary movie quote?
Scary Movie 6. Will you be sad?
I'm going to need to watch 1 through 5.
Me too. Okay, so should we do a marathon?
Yeah, a scarathon. Should we enter the Scaryverse?
Okay, so Scary Movie is like parodies of all the horror movies of the time. And I would say they were iconic at the time, middle school, high school for me, because it would be like, for me, a scary movie was scary. And so Scary Movie, the parodies felt a little like, okay, I can at least know what's going on in all these movies, but with a little ha-ha and a little hee-hee. But when in Scary Movie, maybe 2 or 3, where he's at the glory hole and the dick goes through his head, that really traumatized me as a, I don't know, 13-year-old. I thought, okay, note to self, scary.
Never go.
Never go. But Regina Hall and Anna Faris were like the stars of them. I don't know if they left the franchise for Scary Movie 5 or 4 or 3 or what, but they're coming back, quote unquote, for Scary Movie 6. So, I mean.
It's just like Scream when they kicked Sydney out of the last one.
And she came back?
She's supposedly back for the next one.
Well, what scary movies do you want them to be giving their spin on?
Oh, they have to do Monstrosity, The Substance.
There's
no world they won't be doing The Substance.
What part you want? You want the like looking in the mirror?
I want the
on stage.
I want the Carrie moment at the end.
You don't want Anna Faris pulling a chicken wing out of her stomach
or
out of her
part
butt?
Where they're beating the shit out of each other in the apartment.
Oh yes, yes, yes. I can see it.
It should be majority based in The Substance.
Well, there's a lot of other scary movies that have been happening. Smile, too.
Didn't catch it.
Me neither. Megan?
Yeah, they could do Megan. Like, they'll do
we'll
Megan.
We'll get some Megan.
Should we just write it?
Well, it writes itself.
Megan 1, not Megan 2.0.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Well, that's it. The scary verse is open.
Dang. I'll be seated and seated.
Well, you know how you tell a dog sit?
Yes.
Good boy. Will you be sat? If a man calls you good boy, do you respond well? Do you wag your tail?
Shawn Mendes has a good boy tattoo.
And are you wagging your tail?
Yes. I'm wagging my millennial tail and my millennial paws.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good boy.
All right.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in the Scaryverse, man. Hell yeah.
Me too. Oh my God. I'm sorry, but the comic verse and the scramble verse were a reach. The scary verse, I was shooketh.
Happy I was for like, you.
They nailed it with that.
Okay. You need to get some Bowie Janeisms on the soundboard.
Bowie Jane.
Bye.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.